Sunday Night Sane Asylum Worldwide Simulcast on republicbroadcasting.org and speakfreeradio.com. It's an honor to be joining you as we close out another lost weekend with Giuseppe. Some call me the G-Man. My regular co-host John Friend is off tonight dealing with personal matters, but he will be back in 2 weeks. And next week, it's the King of Wednesday night, right before the King of Sunday night. Blackbird Nine will be joining it, but tonight we'll go solo. And there's certainly a lot of very, very strange events that have cropped up on the globalist media. The first of which is the bizarre, absolutely bizarre escapade of Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi. So I just listened to moments ago the 911 call of Paul Pelosi, and he had a friend in his underwear, and he was in his underwear or something, and evidently this fellow named DePape, they were getting into some homosexual escapades, and things went bad over drug use or what have you, and all of a sudden, instead of good old Mr. Pelosi getting the meat hammer, he got more like a ball peen hammer on his skull, and his fractured skull in the hospital. Well, you know, can't say that I have any compassion or feel bad in any way. I mean, it seems like good riddance to bad rubbish for that guy. And what's interesting is how much it's being covered up and the story's being altered. So all of a sudden, this homo is a truther. And all of a sudden, he's an anti-vaxxer. So the globalist media never ignores an opportunity to spew their lies. And that's just it. You know, I mean, if they were doing their job, if they were real journalists, they'd have exposed this criminal Pelosi and his unbelievably criminal parasitic wife, Nancy. I mean, I guess the only thing that you can say for his homosexual escapades as turning to a sodomite is that old joke that I forget the comedian who said it, some black comedian said, "I wouldn't even touch her with your Johnson." And if you look at Nancy Pelosi, adrenochrome abusing, vodka swilling, just unbelievable lowlife. I mean, a traitor to this country and a loyalist to the Zio communist globalist cabal. Well, then you know why we have no sympathy for Paul Pelosi. He got what he deserved, and hopefully homo de papi will inspire a lot of people, and maybe in the weeks and months to come, we'll see a lot of those elitist parasites being given the de papi hammer. Could probably won't happen, but it sure would be great if it did. All right, but the biggest news that just continues to explode in its magnitude and its absurdity, and the idea of clown world is the poor guy. I never liked him, Kanye West. I can't stand his music. It's not my thing. But I mean, he's amazingly popular and amazingly big selling. And is, you know, just been a celebrity, A-list celebrity for quite a while. And for him to get torn down, and this is like reminiscent of when Whoopi Goldberg tried to be clever on The View and said, you know, about arguing about the lies of the Holocaust. And that's just white people fighting other white people. And boy, did she get slapped down because... you know, the blacks get to be the victims only to a certain level. There is certainly a victimhood glass ceiling for blacks, and that's why when you question the might of the eternal victims, the Talmudic children of Satan, the synagogue of Satan, and holy cow, this poor guy is just, he's not given up, which is so crazy, but I mean, if you think of it, nothing he said isn't true. I mean, he essentially pointed out that the Jews control the media. Jews use blacks for their own benefit, and especially have turned black culture into this drug dealing, worship, violence worshiping, misogynistic, nihilistic deal. And he just pointed out, which is absolute truth. In fact, I found a tweet from Andrew Joyce, not the real Andrew Joyce, but A. Joyce. And he tweeted out in July, "We live in an age when Jews are the wealthiest, safest, and most culturally, politically overrepresented group in the West, but claim they are the most victimized, and we owe them mass civilizational suicide because of an event that it is illegal for us to question or investigate." Of course, the lies of the Holocaust, and which if you do investigate it, even 20 minutes, you realize that it never happened. And in fact, nobody even talked about the Holocaust all during the Nuremberg trials through any of the books about World War II, which should be more appropriately called Jew Banker War II. And it wasn't until 1962 when a chicken swinger named Raoul Hilberg began the whole narrative, the gaslighting narrative of the Holocaust, which just took off like wildfire. Now it's another of the many fake religions out there, the Holocaust. What a joke. But Sam, if you could cue up clip one, this is really interesting. So clip one is essentially, I never knew of this guy. I don't pay attention to social media very much other than to find good clips for shows like this. But there's evidently a Russian Jew who looks like, he's such a cliche. He's a caricature. He's got spiky hair. And he looks like a Russian mobster hitman that would die in the first 5 minutes of a John Wick Keanu Reeves movie. I mean, and his website, I was stunned when I looked into this guy a little bit. He's supposedly an engineer of some manner. He seems like a smart guy, and he's wants to show you how well-rounded he is. He's got a black belt in jiu-jitsu, and he's even a halfway decent guitar player. He's got that on his website as well. He can play along with some popular songs like Lynyrd Skynyrd and what have you. So he's got it all going on, right? And so he's got a podcast. And so Kanye was on Lex Friedman's podcast. And what's amazing about, I mean, there was a much longer clip, but I just pulled this, that what's amazing is this Jew, Lex Friedman, is Jew-splaining to Kanye how, you know, you can talk about a lot of things, but, and you can point out individuals, but you can't name the tribe. So go ahead, Sam, and play clip one.
As a father and as a black person with a political opinion.
A great man still through the pain does the right thing. And I think the right thing is to not say that there's Jewish control of the media.
That's incorrect, though. That's a fucking lie. There is. And they did come and bully me. It proved the point.
No, the reason you don't say it is because the world is much bigger than the narrow little world you exist in. Your impact stretches way
exactly
past those little
what he says it is
over contracts.
So what should I have done? What should I have done?
Not say that you should be a strong man that doesn't mention religion or people, and then fight. Do you want to win this fight?
Because how do I win? How do we win?
Call out individual people. Build. That's one way because they have a big voice. The other voice that I prefer is to build another label.
You're controlling my creative narrative and because just like how you're telling me I shouldn't have said that, do you think there are people telling me I shouldn't have wore a red hat?
There you go. It's Kanye, the Jew, Lex Friedman wants you to be a good little boy, bro. And we made you into a billionaire, and we put you at the top of the celebrity heap, and now we're tearing you down, homeboy. We're tearing you down. And so, Sam, if you could cue up clip three, and this is pretty good. This individual gets it most right about why most people despise Jews. This is pretty good.
So it's a bad look to say you don't like any race, let alone to say you don't like Jews. Why would you say that?
I don't think it's a bad look.
Why is Kanye West talking crap about Jews? Why is there people out there who literally hate Jews? Why? That's the question, right? Let me just give you three reasons why they don't like Jews. And keep in mind, I'm okay with Jews. I know that it's not every Jew, and it's just a specific organization of Jews called the Khazarian Mafia Jews. Number one, they see that the Jews literally own everything. They do. They own the banks. They actually own all the recording contracts. They own most of Hollywood. Okay, that doesn't matter, right? Okay. So the next thing they complain about is the fact that Jewish rabbis, when circumcising a baby, they then suck the blood off the penis. Little weird, right? I'm not okay with that. The next thing that they don't like is the fact that some Jewish families literally breed babies by having women who breed babies to sacrifice them. Absolutely true. Check this out.
Guests was used also in worshiping the devil, participated in human sacrifice ritual, cannibalism. Her family has been involved in rituals for generations.
My family has an extensive family tree, and they keep track of who's been involved and who hasn't been involved. Going back to 1700, I was born into a family that believes in this.
Does everyone else think it's a nice Jewish family?
Definitely.
And you all are worshiping the devil inside the home?
Right. There's other Jewish families across the country. It's not just my own family. I mean, it's like if you grow up with something, you think it's normal.
What kinds of things went on in the family?
Rituals in which babies would be sacrificed and you would have to, you know...
Who's babies?
There were people who bred babies in our family. No one would know about it. A lot of people were overweight, so you couldn't tell if they were pregnant or not.
And the biggest thing that they complain about is that the Jewish people rub it in our face that we're goyim, which is trash, and that they want to take over the world and basically scrub us from that world. Check this out.
Maybe you shouldn't tell anybody that I said this, but you know all those tropes about Jews controlling the world, or at least wanting to control the world? They're actually true. Our goal as Jewish people for the last 3,300 years since the revelation at Sinai has been to control the world.
The Jews will control the world, whether they're going like it or they hate it. That's a fact.
So the Jews do control the world, clearly. And as of a couple days ago, this is what the Jew has done to Ye. So they canceled a sold-out concert at a stadium called SoFi Stadium. I think that's a sports stadium. Suspended him on Twitter. Suspended him on Instagram. Scrapped a Fox News documentary. He's now banned from Fox News. Interview on The Shop canceled. It must be a podcast. Drink Champ interviews deleted. That was pretty good. Those guys ran for the hills. They were cowards. Banned by J.P. Morgan Chase, told he had 30 days to take his $130 million elsewhere. Boycotted by WME, I don't know what that stands for. His deal with Balenciaga terminated. I think that's a booze of some kind. Boycotted by Vogue magazine. Well, that's not such a bad thing. Dropped by CAA, an elite talent agent. MRC documentary scrapped. Boycotted by UTA. I don't know what UTA is. Disavowed by ex-wife and family. Banned from Daily Wire. $1.5 billion Adidas deal terminated. $1 billion Gap deal terminated. Boycotted by Foot Locker. Disaffiliated from Def Jam. Assistant and lawyer both resigned. He had his wax figure removed from a museum. Banned from Cano Stem Player. I have no idea what that is. And banned from Skechers. And that's 4 days ago, the list, so there's probably more. And so, it's funny. The guy just told the truth, and he was an A-list celebrity, and he's pretty courageous to do that, realistically. But, maybe we need to hear about what the Jews think of us. So, Sam, if you could play clip 4, please. So this is the Jews telling us all about ourselves and about them.
This is all Jews. Since the revelation at Sinai has been to control the world.
The Jews will control the world, whether the Goyim likes it or they hate it. That's a fact. It's written in a book that the Goyim admit that it's the book of God. So there's no argument here.
In Isaiah chapter 63, the day of the great and terrible day of the Lord, it says that the Lord will come out from a place called Edom and he will crush Edom. Now, I'm just a broadcaster here, okay? In Jewish understanding, Edom is really talking about the Christianity.
Asking what's going to be with the Goyim when Mashiach comes. Will they be destroyed and annihilated? Someone asks, who cares? Okay. As a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. It's every individual, no survivors. Not only as a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. As Goyim, they're gone. Their personality, as they exist, if they atzmam, as they would exist independently of Klal Yisrael, they don't exist. They're done. In modern terminology, they call it cultural genocide. There's a term for it by the progressives. It's called cultural genocide. And they talk to use the word genocide. So that's the opinion who says the Karka Kobane says that they'll be annihilated with Lentazai, they basically learn there's gonna be cultural genocide. That the Goyim as they exist as Goyim, if they atzmam, that's done with. Batul mevatul.
The Jews run the show in the world. Not because they want, because that's what God wants. And it's written in the Torah God that the non-Jews admit that is the word of God. If they didn't admit, what's the proof? But in the Torah it says that in every nation you will be, you will always be the highlight of the place. Even though we have very small community compared to America, 300 million Americans, 5 million Jews. It's no comparison. But the Jews are everywhere. Politics. All the assistants of Trump, Jews. There you go.
And Sam, if you could cue up clip 5, we want to hear more Jews telling us about how they're going to rule the world and how they're going to wipe out the white European Amalek Goyim. So here's more Jew-on-Jew trash. And what's amazing is just how that's clip number 5, Sam, by the way, is just how we've all allowed them, like the cancer they are, to just metastasize into government, into banking, into education, into the media, controlling the media. It's just pathetic, and there's no one to blame but ourselves. Clip number 5, Sam.
That is the word of God. If they didn't admit, what's the proof? But in the Torah it says that in every nation you will be, you will always be the highlight of the place. even though we have very small community compared to America, 300 million Americans, 5 million Jews. There's no comparison. But the Jews are everywhere. Politics, all the assistants of Trump, Jews, all the assistants of Sleepy Joe, Jews, Obama, Jews, everyone around there, Reform Jews, Conservative Jews, Chabadnik, this, convert. It's all somehow. Same thing was in Spain. Same thing was in many different countries.
Instead of hating the Jewish people, you should love us. You should kiss our feet, you fool. We're the chosen people, not you. You should actually look at the truth and understand that the Jewish people are the greatest gift to mankind.
Stop watching porn. E. Michael Jones states that when the Israelis wanted to take over Palestine, one of the very first things that they did when they came in was they littered the entire cities with pornographic material. Literally, just papers, magazines, pornography. So they scattered pornography over the cities. Then, the next thing they did is, they went in and they took over 3 of the 4 television stations and broadcast pornography 24 hours a day. So these people were on lockdown. This was back in the, 1980s? And they were forced to stay home and stare at a screen that they would be hopefully getting news from, but instead, porn. There's a reason why. Because you make the men very weak. You make them very passive. You corrupt the women. You destroy the culture. They don't need to use bombs and bullets. They use sexual license and pornography in order to enslave us as men and as fathers.
A lot of people seem to be mad about my TikTok regarding Zionists and Israel. So I encourage all of you to do your own research. Prove me wrong. Was Jeffrey Epstein a Mossad agent? Did he provide funding to Carbine, a limited partnership that was set up by the former Israeli prime minister? Did the Leslie Wexner Foundation really donate millions of dollars to Israel? Did Israel participate in years worth of illegal?
So, good old Jews. So a couple days ago, the Jew, Ari Emanuel, who runs, I didn't know who this guy was last week when I said, who is Ari Emanuel in this Endeavor agency, what have you, in Hollywood? Well, did a little research, and he is the despicable dual citizen homosexual traitor Rahm Emanuel, Obama's butt-blasting buddy and former chief of staff, who then went on to get elected mayor of Chicago, and I don't know what he's doing now, but something in service to Satan in Israel, certainly not anything to benefit the United States, which he doesn't even belong here, just like his older brother. So evidently, Ari Emanuel helped destroy one of Kanye West's he funds a lot of poor kids' schools. And Kanye West put out on Twitter, Ari Emanuel, can you find a place for the Donda Academy kids to go to school that's properly zoned? I got about 60 children that have no place to go as they look to transfer. They tried to dismantle our basketball team. Those boys are being penalized without reason. Even professional athletes were threatened by their owners to disassociate from me. This is what modern post-social media warfare looks like. The children are not even off limits. Economic lynching, digital lynching, bankrupting my social credit score. You tried to bankrupt Adidas and me at the same time. You tried to destroy my life after all the money I've made for you business people, business in quotes, meaning you Jews. At least as I burn to the stake in front of the whole world, everyone knows who they really need to be afraid of. And now everyone knows how much power you business people really have. And so then he continues on another treat. To everyone in the world, take me as an example of what will happen if you show any frustration. Your frustration does not matter. We declare today the day when no human is allowed to be human. Please note that I have never physically hurt anyone. So, Ari Emanuel, better yet, your brother Rahm Emanuel. Rahm, you're a very powerful business person. Here I am, the once richest black man in the world, asking the very person who is destroying me to at least help these children. And then he goes on, hurt me, but please, Massa, don't hurt the children, Massa. We bus underprivileged kids in from all over, and they loved it at the Donda Academy. So that is what the Jew has done. So let's talk about some Jewish blessings. What are the Jewish blessings that have come to this nation the last 110 years since the traitor Woody Wilson allowed Samuel Untmeyer to help him out of a flattering example and allowed to put the traitor Louis Brandeis, the communist Jew, on the Supreme Court, and it just went downhill from there. Federal Reserve, and there you go, the Jew cancer metastasized stage four. So this is what the Jew has brought to the world, and especially to the United States. Communism, created by Jews. Marxism, Jew. Zionism, my God, totally Jewish. Hollow hoax, July. 80 million dead worldwide in World War II, mostly whites, brother fighting brother. Usury banking, the Holodomor, where they killed, the Bolshevik Jews killed, starved about 11 million Ukrainians. And Russian Revolution, endless war, African slave trade, feminism. And one thing, though, the first generation feminism had some valid points, that a divorced woman couldn't even get a bank account, couldn't have a mortgage. So those were things that needed to be fixed. But everything else is just a Jew scam by these insane Jew lesbians. Open borders, the Kalergi plan, mass migration, white replacement, gun control, critical race theory, 9/11, the Jews attacked America, murdered 3,000 innocents. The USS Liberty attacked, that should have been bombed out of existence for doing that. Race mixing, 1965 Immigration Act, mass vaccination campaign, the Jubonic Jew jab has literally murdered millions, is going to kill hundreds of millions in the next couple of years. COVID-19, total Jew scam. Transgenderism, that's in their satanic book, the Talmud. God created two genders, men and women, and everything else is a genetic flaw, but yet the Jew thinks that's great in their book of Satanism, the Talmud. Pedophilia, that's in their Satan's book, the Talmud, as well. The rabbis get to make the sweet love to the three-year-old boys and girls. The porn industry, totally created by the Jew and controlled by the Jew. Burn, loot, and murder, BLM and Antifa, another complete Jew scam, and propped up these goofy blacks who are nothing but literal lawn ornaments for the Jew. The Federal Reserve and this insane amount of tech censorship. So there you go. There's the Jewish blessings that we should all be so grateful for, so grateful. So we're coming up on the break, and after the break we'll open up the phone lines. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I think that I don't know what to make of Kanye West. I mean, I know the dude's supposedly bipolar. He's got mental issues. We've had discussions the last couple of weeks that he was potentially an MK Ultra a programmed individual, especially the first time he started to go off the reservation when he was propped up into being an A-list celebrity, and then he came out of the sanitarium after 2 months and his hair was dyed blonde, which is a classic tell of an MK Ultra operative, that they always have to tell you what they're doing. So he's clearly gone off the reservation again. I mean, I guess they've destroyed his fortune, and a couple of courageous blacks are standing up for him, like Kyrie Irving and a couple more, and it's just tragic that this guy, you know, is saying what everybody should say. You know, the whole idea of the Jew is they wage war by deception. And so if you just name the Jew and don't allow them to, like that Jew, happening cool guy Lex Friedman, who tried to Jew-splain to Kanye, you can't name the Jew. But if we don't all name the Jew and shine the light on these cockroaches and cause them to fear and go to Israel, they shouldn't be here. They shouldn't be wielding this power. 2% of the population should not wield 99% of the power. I mean, this is just insane. This is literally Satan ruling the planet. And you know, poor Kanye West. But hey, man, I wish you all the best. Good luck, young man. Stay tuned. After the break, we'll open up the phone lines and take your calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're on a hoax train. That was the brilliant Ram Hart, who is just going to get out of jail, prison, after 4 years for writing that clever song. And by the way, when he says Anne Frank and the bureau, a bureau is a Bic pen. That's what they call it in England. And it wasn't invented until 1952. So one of the many ways easily you can disprove the lies of the Hola hoax. And so and God bless Graham Hart, because he did his time like a man, just like Alfred Schaefer, just like Monica Schaefer, who are actually going to be my guests this Saturday on the Saturday Sane Asylum on speakfreeradio.com and the video platforms I'm on, which is Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, Odyssey. I think that's all of them. But anyway, if you go to rtidemedia.com, that's my website, you can get a list and see where all the platforms are. And again, Alfred, he did his 4 years. I mean, you cannot let the Jew break you in any way, because, you know, they're cowards, and they rule with evil and deception. And so shine the light, name the Jew. All right, we'll open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252. Area code 512-248-8252. Area code 512-248-8252. All right. So before I start taking calls, how about this? The this woman in England, United Kingdom, Liz Truss, was installed as the prime minister. She had a run for 44 days, and evidently, the real reason the globalists kicked her out is because she was caught. Someone had hacked her phone, and she texted to someone in America saying it's done as far as MI6 possibly blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. And so Russia knew about it. And so they installed an Indian, a curry swiller named Rishi Sunak, who is, you know, an oligarch. He's Goldman. He's a groom of stool for the Rothschilds and a Goldman Sachs lackey who climbed the ladder, and then he married into a billionaire Indian family. And so now he has been installed as the fourth unelected prime minister in England, and his first move is the Rishi reshuffle, the Jewish and makers and movers and shakers in Sunak's new government. And so seven key ministers in Rishi Sunak's government are either Jewish or married to Jews. So it never ends with these parasites. I mean, they're literally a satanic cancer. And we've got our first caller, Andy from Texas. Welcome, Andy. How are you? What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Joseph, thanks for taking my call. No, I'm actually quite amazed at all the people that are still thinking this red wave. And then you got your guys who want the blue wave. And they want to get somewhere with this stuff. My problem here is there's not a single person on a political platform running for any kind of office telling you exactly what you need to know. Nobody is pointing out that the UN has told you that you're going to be starving here in early 2023. They're not telling you that, yeah, somehow, some way, these manufacturing plants and processing plants were blown up, or these chicken plants have been declared, you know, they're not declaring that there's a food problem, nor are they telling you that in the near future there's not going to be any more cash, so there goes your privacy. You're going to have a digital currency. They're not telling you that at all. They're not also telling you that sooner or later we're going to have a carbon tax. And you're going to be limited, which means with the digital currency, that tells you right there, we've got control. And that's going to have a carbon tax attached to it. And so these people have no idea that they're going to be limited. Even on the gas, when they go to if there is any gas, we're going EV, whatever. This is ridiculous. So we're sitting here thinking we're voting people who have our best interest involved for us, and they're talking about LGBT, the borders, the Ukraine-Russia war. These are things that, or inflation, they're probably going there too. But the things that really matter are the fact that you're going to be starving next year, or expensed out of being able to eat, which will be starving. You can't afford this anymore, whatever. And then they're going to put you on a digital currency or, you know, anyway, it just frustrates me that the people.
Incredibly well stated. So, Andy, let me ask you a question. You know, to me, voting for the last 30 years has been like, and everybody's met this person who literally believes that professional wrestling is real, and they're a zealot, and they love to go to the live matches, and they watch it. It seems like it's on TV every night of the week these days. And they literally don't care that professional wrestling is all fake, that it's essentially kabuki theater, and they just don't care. They love it. I mean, isn't that what's going on with voting for either one corrupt party or the other corrupt party?
Well, if voting made a difference, they wouldn't let you do it. And look how many ways till Tuesday they've been vamping us with these whatever machines and stuff. You know, just in Arizona, and I'll throw off here, just in Arizona I heard that a county said, no, we're going strictly with paper ballots. And it's a small county and stuff. And the attorney general, who is also running against Carrie Lake down there, she came back and said, no, that's illegal. You have to use the Dominion. You have to use the voting machines. So, I mean, and or they were going to sue the county, whatever. This is ridiculous. If people think there's a political situation or a political way out of this, they're crazy. Get with your own self. Get with your people around. People need to network. We definitely have to put our differences aside and get together. And if we don't do this, the show is over. Anyway, I'll let you go with that, Giuseppe. Thank you, my friend.
What a great call, Andy. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's interesting. You'll know that the synagogue of Satan, the globalists, the Great Reset types, they know, they're convinced they have complete control. If that traitorous shrew in Arizona who threw the election for Biden, the installed pedophile Biden in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake is ahead by 25 points. Carrie Lake is going to win in an Arizona landslide. And if they install Katie Hobbs, then that's when you know that they have no fear of anything anymore. And if that's the case, we need to make the Jew fear again. So the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the weekend. It's hard to believe it's tomorrow's Halloween. That's crazy. I mean, it's gotten so big. When I was a kid, you know, you put out a pumpkin and you go trick-or-treating and maybe you'd have a haunted house or something, but nobody put lights out and all that stuff. And now it's like Andy was saying, everything's a distraction around from what they should be doing. And I guess while we're waiting for more calls, Producer Sam, if we could play clip number 8, which is Kanye is unbowed and he keeps telling the truth. So here's Kanye. He's not backing down. I mean, the guy's showing a lot of courage because he's being squashed. The International Jew built him up, and the International Jew is tearing him down. So here's Kanye himself.
And bad food and posters of Oprah Winfrey and also Planned Parenthood. People said to me multiple times, visit the Holocaust Museum. I said, visit our Holocaust Museum. It's called Planned Parenthood. 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust, and I am sorry.
Actually, that's
for
highly overplayed.
Your losses. 20 million blacks died to abortion. And Planned Parenthood was made by Margaret Sanger with the real KKK as population control. Margaret Sanger is a eugenics and is working today. The number one cause of death for black people in America is abortion. The most dangerous place for a black man today, or black baby, black woman, is in their mother's stomach. Mm. And that is a programming that's pushed through. I got a new word for 2024, the red media.
Mm.
That is the red media. If you go to Apple right now, go to Apple Music, let's load up the top 10 songs. I guarantee you they're promoting black serial killing.
Absolutely.
Not just one. They're promoting black. The red media is making money off of blacks being serial killers to each other. Also misogynistic. The red media is making money off of that. Mm. And God sees it. But I understand, and I'm not judging, because the oppressed becomes the oppressor. Mm-hmm. And it is our time now. Blacks are coming into money. We are not scared anymore. And I showed you that I crossed that line. They tried to bankrupt me. They tried to say I was crazy, and I'm alive. We haven't had a full black community since the gentrification of Harlem and Black Wall Street, which was torn down. Mm. But I know my brothers, my engineers, my architects, my farmers are going to rise up. And if it meant they had to take me and drag me like Emmett Till in front of everyone.
You know, he's totally right, man. The guy's not backing down. I totally advocate for all the courageous blacks to take it to the Jew, because they were responsible, as Louis Farrakhan's pointed out in The Secret History Between Blacks and Jews. The Jews own the slave trade. They own the ships. The Jews ran the slave auctions in the United States. The Jews owned over 90% of all slaves. Black brothers, rise up and take it to the Jew. And when he's talking about the red media, for those on the radio, I put it up on the video side. That's a graphic from 2013 called Who Controls Your Mind. And it's all the major media and recording labels in this country. And it's a six-column database, you know, listings. And everyone that's a Jew is in red. And it is like 90% Jew. For 2% of the population, 0.02% of the world population, these parasites should not wield this power. So that's why he's saying the red media, because it's all red, meaning it's all Jewish, which is all disgusting. All right, we've got some other callers. Patrick from Wisconsin, welcome, where I was born and raised. What's on your mind today, Patrick?
Hey, Giuseppe. It's nice to finally talk with you.
Yeah, great to have you call.
Yeah, thanks. I was just looking at jameshbetzer.com, uh-huh. And I noticed it's changed a bit. It's talking about the Wisconsin court case going on between him and Leonard Posner.
Oh, no, no. You went to jamesfetzer.com. Judiciary.
I went to James.
Oh, did they take that one over? Oh, I haven't looked in a few days. Oh, let me type it in right now.
I just noticed it.
Oh, with, no kidding.
The whole Alex Jones thing going on, where he's got trillions of dollars against him now, apparently. That's what I heard. I don't know what's true or not.
No. You didn't go to – I'm at James H. Fetzer. That's his normal website. You're at jamesfetzer.org. If you put the H between James and Fetzer, you'll get to his real website, because I'm looking at it right now. He's got an article about the Jews want to have the proposed breakup of Russia, and there's a graphic there. So try it again.
Really?
James, the letter hfetzer.org.
I went to the .com. Okay.
.com's gone, but org is his. Yeah, jameshfetzer.org.
Oh, that makes sense. Here, I thought it was just jamesfetzer.com was the one. I appreciate that.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. He got thrown through the ringer with that one. That's nuts. And I was looking at the plaintiff. Leonard Posner's got, for their lawyers, these Kike lawyers in Minnesota, Meshbesher and Spence. Now, if you live near the Minneapolis market for television, you've heard that name over and over and over again on WCCO, the CBS station there, ABC. Yep. It's just, they're all over. It's just nuts. This is ridiculous. It's just making a mockery of our justice system.
Well,
nobody's going to, you know, if I appreciate what you're doing, and I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Patrick, it's great. I know in the Milwaukee area, whenever I go back and visit, there's some Jew lawyer named Gruber who's constantly on, you know, commercials. Gruber Law Office, Gruber. And the same thing in even a big market like Washington, D.C., you know, almost all the law commercials are Jews. It's just, what did they tell you? You know, that's from the Sanhedrin letter that, you know, have your infiltrate everything, which is what the Jew has done. It's tragic. But, hey, I appreciate the call, and Call back anytime.
All right. Take care. God bless.
Okay, you too. And if anybody's interested about Jim Fetzer's courageous fight, he was my guest last week on the Perfect Triangle, number 117, October 21st. We went into his noble struggle and everything that's going on, and we discussed Alex Jones, which is a bizarre case. Alex is throwing it. There's no doubt he's not. Alex is, could have easily won had he wanted to, and he didn't. And but anyway, if you go to my website, R, the letter R for Rising, rtidemedia.com, and you can watch that show or listen to it, or rtidemedia.com. It's right there. I'm looking at it. You can click on. So our next caller is Jeff from Utah. Welcome, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Giuseppe? How you doing?
I'm living the dream, Jeff. How about you?
I am, too. Let me tell you something about Kanye West. He's a CIA plant. He's controlled opposition. He's a Satanist.
Oh, I believe that.
You can look. Huh?
I said, I believe that. I mean, how do you get that big unless you're part of it, right?
Exactly. Plus, also, there's a video of him on YouTube with Marilyn Manson doing satanic things and mocking God, mocking Jesus. He works for the Jews. He wants people to out themselves and name the Jew and go along with him so DHS and Homeland Security can grab people up off Instagram and Facebook, put them on a list, like a pickup list or a kill list, when the whole system goes down.
Yeah, that is very, that's very realistic. Yeah, that makes sense for sure. But, you know, that's the funny thing is, Jeff, is that the level of intrusion that the Big Brother and the Five Eyes have, and the Five Eyes, I don't know if everyone knows what the Five Eyes are, but a few decades ago, United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia signed a mutual information sharing pact, which allowed the countries to get around the laws that prevented the intelligence agencies like the CIA from spying on Americans. It's illegal. But guess what? MI6 can, and the Canadians can, and the Aussies can, and the Kiwis in New Zealand can, and that's what the Five Eyes do, just like Americans spy on every United Kingdom citizen. So, I mean, if they know who we are already. I mean, I guarantee you that.
But that's what they do. They spy on the countries for the other countries, and they turn over the information.
Right.
Each country turns it over to the other country.
Right, right. Yeah. That's exactly
and
right.
And I was going to say that red wave that everybody's talking about is going to be the red wave is going to be the blood of the Americans in the street as they starve to death this winter time and freeze to death and become homeless. That's the red wave that's coming. All these Carrie Lakes, I call her Carrie Israel, you know, because she's another one of those Israel firsters. She won't ever say it, but anybody that backs Trump is an Israel firster as well. I also found out everybody thinks that Rick DeSantis is this wonderful guy. He went to Yale. He wasn't a member of Skull and Bones, but he was a member of a secret society called Scroll and Key. And he's a real good deceiver, kind of like Trump was. Only this guy, he has written into a bill in Florida, they can come, and if they deem, the health authorities deem that you're sick, they can remove you from your home and take you away from your family and quarantine you. That's something people in Florida have no idea about. Also, there's red flag laws in Florida, too. So that means they're going to eventually come for everybody's gun. So while everybody's kissing this guy's butt, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't have a clue what's going on. The average American, 99%, are absolutely asleep.
Well stated, Jeff. Are you aware that DeSantis is such a groom of stool of Israel and the globalist Rothschild Empire that he took his entire a state cabinet, his entire administration, which is illegal under Florida law, to Israel to sign a Florida law declaring that all Floridian children must learn the lies of the Holocaust, and he went and signed the bill there. I mean, yeah, DeSantis is a Jew puppet, man. It's so tragic.
Yeah. I have a picture of him wearing the yarmulke kissing the Wailing Wall, just like I have of Trump and all the rest of them. The whole thing, this whole world is everything we've been lied to. Everything's a lie. I mean, literally everything. I'm watching this football game right now, and it's a rigged game. It's like everything is rigged and fixed for the top 1 or 2%. And really, I've come to I've come around to thinking the only thing that's real in this world is the Father Yahuwah and His Son, Yahusha, you know, Jesus Christ. And that's the only thing that's real in this world. Everything else is a fraud, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's pretty cool that you have a spiritual anchor to deal with, because this is literally Satan's playground. Because the Jews are the children of Satan, and they so, man, if you don't have faith, and like you're telling people about the cold, hard, dark winter, there's still time. I went shopping the other day. I couldn't believe it. We have 4 Siberian Huskies, and we make their food for them, organic food, and I'll tell you what. 2 years ago, when I do a monthly shopping, because my wife gets paid once a month, I would have spent $350 for the food for all of us. Last week it was over $600. I'd never had a $600 grocery bill in my entire life, and it's just obscene. But there's still food on the shelves, and people, you know, you need to have 150 pounds of rice, 100 pounds of organic pasta, either freeze dried or canned vegetables. You know, if you go to like a co-op or a organic store, you can get canned vegetables without the bisophenol A lining. And you need to be able to feed yourself through this winter. And it's not hard, but you got to do it now. There's still plenty of rice on the shelves. There's still plenty of organic pasta. There's still plenty of food. But you got to think smart and be ready to literally feed yourself the entire winter. Because come spring, people will demand answers and at the state, you know, the federal government, if they do this, what it looks like, because Biden's such a traitor, it looks like the federal government will fall. And so it's going to be up to the states to feed its people. So, but you got to be able to survive the winter. So that's a great point.
Yeah. So in order, stock up on God first, make sure you're right with God, and then stock up on all the supplies you need. You know, they say God helps those who help themselves. So be strong in His word, and stock up and be ready for anything that's coming. I mean, stock up on everything and wear the full armor of God when you leave the house, when you go out every day. And don't let these things of the world get you down. I mean, I talk about them on the radio and stuff, but they're not getting me down. I'm just trying to wake people up and make them aware.
What a great call, Jeff. And I'm going to try and squeeze in Miles from Maine. Miles, how are you? What's on your mind?
Que God safai, brother.
Hey, gumbari, que God safai, gizadij.
Hey, you know, I love hearing everybody's call, and I enjoyed Jeff's call, but I just can't agree with it. Come on now, Kanye West, they say anywhere he's got from $2 billion to $11 billion, and he decides he's going to be a CIA operation after he knows all the drug operations that went on and South Central LA and all this other stuff. I don't buy it. I just don't believe it. I don't believe everybody's on the other side.
It's hard to know, Miles. I get you. Yeah, I mean, it could be. It's hard to believe anything at the mainstream media level, the globalist media level, is organic. But this could be. I mean, the guy's a loose cannon, so you never know.
Exactly.
Oh, Miles, I'm sorry. We gotta end it. Coming up next, stay tuned for the King of Sunday Night, the one and only Robert Ravel in Incendiary Radio, and we'll see you next week on the Sane Asylum. Good night, everyone. Have a good night.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.